In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Good morning, brothers and sisters, on this 13th Sunday after Pentecost. The parable of the wicked husbandman in today's Gospel describes very clearly the history of the Jewish people. As St. Theophylact says, "The householder is the Lord, who in his love for man calls himself a man. The vineyard is the Jewish people planted by God in the land of promise. The hedge is the law, which prevented them from mixing with the Gentiles. The winepress is the altar. The tower is the temple. The husbandmen are the teachers of the people, the Pharisees and the scribes." Our holy fathers also tell us that the servants sent to receive the fruits of the vineyard were the prophets, who were beaten, killed, and stoned, and the Son is Christ, who they took outside the city of Jerusalem and killed. And when Jesus asked them, "What will the Lord of the vineyard do to those wicked husbandmen?" they reply, "He will miserably destroy those wicked men and will let out his vineyard to other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruits in their seasons." This parable was prophetic, for after Christ was crucified, the future Roman emperor Titus in 70 AD led the Roman army in the destruction of Jerusalem. According to the historian Josephus, over 1 million Jews were killed and the temple was completely destroyed. Titus reportedly refused to accept a wreath of victory, saying that the victory did not come through his own efforts, but that he had merely served as an instrument of God's wrath. Even Jewish scholars attributed the destruction of the temple and Jerusalem as punishment from God for the baseless hatred that pervaded Jewish society at the time. St. John Chrysostom also makes a connection with this parable and Adam in the Garden of Paradise. God gave Adam the direction to till the garden and the commandment to refrain from eating of the tree of the fruit of life, the fruit of the tree of life. And just as these wicked husbandmen were disobedient to their Lord, so Adam and Eve were disobedient to God and brought about the fall of the human race. As St. Theophylact continues, "And his vineyard, that is, his people, he will give to other husbandmen, that is, to apostles and teachers." Understand the vineyard to also mean the divine scriptures, in which the hedge is the letter, and the winepress that is dug is the depth of the Spirit. The tower is theology, lofty and exalted. These scriptures, then, were first possessed by bad husbandmen, the Pharisees, but God has let them out to us, who cultivate them well. Yet this gospel passage is not only about the history of the Jews and the Gentiles. It's also about us and our spiritual life. In the little book, The Way of the Ascetics, by Tito Caliander, he writes, "The garden that we have undertaken to tend and watch over is the field of our own heart. The harvest is eternal life. Eternal because it is independent of time and space and other external circumstances. It is the true life of freedom, the life of love and mercy and light, that has no bounds whatever, and for just that reason is eternal. It is a spiritual life in a spiritual dominion, a state of being. It begins here and has no end, and no earthly power can coerce it, and it is to be found in the human heart." If the vineyard is an image of the field of our own heart, well then what does the fruit represent? In Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23, St. Paul writes that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and so on. In the book The Law of God, Father Seraphim Slobodskoy makes a distinction between the Ten Commandments of the Law and the Nine Beatitudes from the Sermon on the Mount. Remember, in the parable of the unjust husbandman, the hedge represents the letter of the law, which helps protect the vineyard, but does not really bring forth the fruit. The Beatitudes, however, show us the way to attain the spiritual fruit of the virtues by which we may acquire the grace of the Holy Spirit. Last week's gospel about the rich young man also illustrates this. Although he had observed the commandments of the law, when Christ called him to sell everything, receive a treasure in heaven, and come and follow him, he wanted the young man to acquire the virtues which would prepare him for eternal life. But the young man went away sorrowful, for he was very wealthy and was unwilling to part with his possessions. Brothers and sisters, just as the people of Israel were given the law and the prophets, the torch has been passed on to us as Orthodox Christians. We are now those other husbandmen that the Lord has let out his vineyard to, which shall render him the fruits in their seasons. O merciful Lord, in this new year, in this new church year, we pray that we may become good and faithful husbandmen. Help us to cultivate the garden of our hearts so that we might bring forth the spiritual fruits of the virtues and be counted worthy to enter into your heavenly kingdom. Glory be to our God.